Ofwat consultation into reservoir project opens. A consultation has been launched by the water watchdog on the new Abingdon Reservoir, as it asks whether Thames Water can deliver the huge project. Ofwat opened the consultation on whether the White Horse Reservoir should be designated a specified infrastructure project, and Thames Water issued with a preparatory works notice on April the 2nd. The proposed project, previously known as SESRO or Abingdon Reservoir, would involve the 10-year construction of a massive reservoir which could hold around 150 million cubic metres of water to supply the South East, built just 5 kilometres southwest of Abingdon. It would be one of the largest reservoirs built in the UK and has been proposed to combat water supply deficit of the seriously water-stressed region as designated by the Environment Agency. But it's proved controversial, with Campaigners Group Against Reservoir Development receiving backing from the community, local MPs and councillors. Specifying the project would give the Secretary of State or Ofwat the power to specify an infrastructure project for separate delivery and regulation, meaning it would not automatically be undertaken by Thames Water, but rather put out to tender for an independent third-party provider to deliver and finance the project. This specification can be issued for projects which are considered to be of a size and complexity that would threaten the undertakers, in this case Thames Water's, ability to provide service for its customers, and if the specification is likely to result in a better value for money. Ofwat concluded that if Thames Water were to deliver the project, there would be a material threat to the company's ability to provide water services to its customers. Factors including the cost of the reservoir, estimated between £5.5 billion and £7.5 billion, according to prices in 2022-23. Its scale as the single largest reservoir project ever undertaken in the UK, and the risks around construction and engineering were all cited as reasons for this conclusion. Similarly, Thames Water's ability to manage it while delivering the long-term transformation of its business over the next decade was also considered a factor, including the project should be specified. Once specified, Thames Water may still be required to undertake preparatory works, like conducting site surveys relating to heritage, environment and other elements, arranging for electricity provision, diverting utilities and undertaking highway works, preparing designs and planning applications for the project, and procuring the works. However, the water company would be prohibited from delivering the infrastructure project itself. The consultation will close on May the 14th, and independent Vale of White Horse councillor Sally Whiteman, née Powolotsky, urged people to submit their views. She said, "This is a hugely important stage in the process. Now is the time to put your views on record."